WMFO 91.5 here in Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio. My name is DJ QZ. Welcome to the first evening edition of Sonic Travels. Previously coming to you at 5 a.m. every second Monday, now coming every Monday at 8 p.m. I got a little theme for this evening to sort of kick us off. I was thinking about space, and I learned about this guy, Alexei Leonov. He's the first person who went on a spacewalk. He was a cosmonaut for the Soviet Union. Would have turned 89 years old on the 30th of May, except he passed in 2019. Anywho, this is a collection of songs about, like, that I and some of my friends would play if you get to go on a, we get to go on a spacewalk. You go on a spacewalk, you're floating through space, you're looking down on the Earth, maybe at some other planets. What do you got pumping through? So on that theme of floating through space, here's some Janelle Monáe. It's a new single from her.
Can you hear myself? Yeah. No see something not the same. I used to walk into the room, head down, I don't walk. Now I float, float on my floor, on this club. They hanging on and that goose down in my cup. Float on my floor, on this club. I don't step, I don't walk, I don't dance, I just float. I'm light as a feather, yeah, baby, I float. It's hard to look at my resume, whoo, and not find a reason to close. She throwing a thing in a circle, making it viral, I might just elope. Say, listen, La Mama, you like Shibari? Watch while I show you the ropes. I used to let looking get to me. I used to be my own enemy. Now I done had several epiphanies over some breakfast at Tiffany's. Had to forgive all my frenemies. They are not who they pretend to be. I had to protect all my energy. I'm feeling much lighter now. I float, float on my float on this club. They hanging on to that goose down in my cup. Float on my float on this club. I don't step, I don't walk, I don't dance. I just float, 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 float. I don't dance. I just float, 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 float. I just float. Wear the tire, check out the robe. I'm fresh like a pope. I'm doing my dance on catamarans, and you got a coat. I'm counting my blessings, we ain't stressing, just look at this glow. I got that magic, I'm really prepared for whatever, whenever. So who wants to smoke? Came back from the future to take all y'all niggas and take all y'all whores. They said I was by, yeah baby, I'm by a whole nother coast. She stay in the hills, he stay in Atlanta, I pay for them both. My face card don't come with a limit, I swipe it, I spin it, I swear I be doing the most. Float, float on my float on this float. They hanging on in that goose down in my cup. Float on my float on this float. I don't step, I don't walk, I don't dance. I just float, 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 float. I don't dance, I just float, 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 float.
Janelle Monáe there, floating in the stars. She's got another song out that is also, it's not as good as this one in my own humble opinion. Far be it from me to critique the legend Janelle Monáe. This song's better, but the new one's got a very racy video. I forget what the name of the song is though, so there's a little Easter egg there for you. All right, this next one was chosen by somebody that I love, and I think it's probably one of the best choices for a spacewalk. You already know who it is. Dancing those spacesuits.
It makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that. Just
Bangles there. It's Manic Monday. We're doing tunes you would play in your spacesuit while you're on a spacewalk tonight on WMFO, a show called Sonic Travels. That one was recommended by sometime DJ on WMFO, my buddy Ensang, DJ Ensang. I think what he was going there for there was to put things in perspective. You know, it's Monday, you got your routine you got to go through, but there is a big old universe out there. And I think what he's referring to there is a phenomenon called the overview effect, which is common in people who go to space. I want to read a little bit from a Variety op-ed that was written by William Shatner after Jeff Bezos took him to space. Shatner says, "I love all the questions that have come to us over thousands of years of exploration and hypotheses. Stars exploding years ago, their light traveling to us years later. Black holes absorbing energy, satellites showing us entire galaxies in areas thought to be devoid of matter entirely. All of that has thrilled me for years, but when I looked in the opposite direction, into space, there was no mystery, no majestic awe to behold. All I saw was death. I saw a cold, dark, black emptiness. It was unlike any blackness you can see or feel on Earth. It was deep, enveloping, all-encompassing. I turned back towards the light of home. I could see the curvature of the Earth, the beige of the desert, the white of the clouds, and the blue of the sky. It was life, nurturing, sustaining life, Mother Earth, Gaia, and I was leaving her. Everything I had thought was wrong. Everything I had expected to see was wrong. I thought that going to space would be the ultimate catharsis of that connection I had been looking for between all living things, that being up there would be the next beautiful step to understanding the harmony of the universe. In the film Contact, when Jodie Foster's character goes to space and looks out to the heavens, she lets out an astonished whisper, 'They should have sent a poet.' I had a different experience because I discovered that beauty isn't out there, it's down here with all of us. Leaving that behind made my connection to our tiny planet even more profound. It was among the strongest feelings of grief I have ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with overwhelming sadness. Every day, we are confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of our Earth at our hands, the extinction of animal species, of flora and fauna, things that took 5 billion years to evolve, and suddenly we'll never see them again because of the interference of mankind. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral." It's Captain Kirk himself writing the pages of Variety there after his spacewalk. And there's a video just after the capsule touches down and they're all in their spacesuits, and someone with a camera comes up and is trying to interview Shatner, and you can see all of this is kind of on his face. He's just overcome with feeling. And Jeffrey Bezos, this is how you know this guy is just like devoid of all human feeling, and it's not literally, we're not conspiracy theorists here, but like reptilian in his outlook on the world. It's just like, just interrupts Shatner during the most profound moment of his life and just like sprays champagne all over him. Anywho, in the background here, this is one of my spacesuit songs. This is La Femme d'Argent by a French duo called Air, from 1990s, fittingly titled Moon... No, 1998's fittingly titled Moon Safari. I'm going to let him take it out because there's some synthesizers here. Just picture yourself spinning off through the heavens.
Thank you. That's La Femme d'Argent by Air. Next up on our Spacewalk Tunes on WMFO, we got Kevin Morby from his latest album. This is a photograph. This is A Coat of Butterflies.
The shore, I heard your dad trying to swim towards it. Now you're living on the river's floor. I heard the mighty Mississippi took you out with just one punch. I heard you had the voice of a sweetheart, but the sweetheart was out getting drunk.
Flag.
forever. Jumping deep with the mystery sweet. Wading to the water. Close your eyes, boy, and sing. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
When I was young, love took every day. And dream of singing in some kingdom. And just like birds, my voice would fly.
Love the harp at the end of that last tune. That was A Coat of Butterflies by Kevin Morby. About the overview effect, William Shatner getting all eloquent in his own actorly, not very writerly way, about, you know, being in space and just feeling connected to all the living things. I get a bit of that from hanging out in live music shows. You know, music's kind of a fun thing that humans do, make noises and we all feel things together. I was definitely feeling it this weekend at Somerville Porch Fest with all of y'all out there. I know some of you are out there dancing away. And if you are bummed because, damn, it's another year now until Somerville Porch Fest, well, have I got news for you. And it comes in the form of one of WMFO's many PSAs. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd. That is Saturday, June 3rd. The rain date is Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighbourhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbours out to meet, celebrate and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21. For registration or more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. This is a message from the Medford Porch Fest Organising Committee and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. In the background here, we've got Kruk and Schmuck, Dutch electronic duo, continuing our theme of music to play in your spacesuit while you're floating around in space. This one's called Private Moon, which we mentioned Jeffrey Bezos. Seems like Private Moon would seems like something that he could get behind. And then after that, we're going to play a little My Morning Jacket, so stay tuned. Oh, and then some gospel. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're going to the heavens. You gotta sing the praises to the Almighty. All right, you're on WMFO. Enjoy. Thank you.
if there is an Abrahamic God living out there in the heavens or wherever he's supposed to live, and he speaks through humans, it is any modern human, it is almost certainly through the voice of Jim James when he screams like that with a little bit of reverb on his voice. Anywho, up next we've got Philadelphia icon Sister Rosetta Tharpe. This is 1958's My Journey to the Sky. Happy spacewalking.
Got no shirt or shoes upon my feet. out in the middle of an ocean. Doing my thing, I'm happy, just a dream and sing. I'm living like a marabou king out on a desert island. The shading palm trees bend and sway. The fish swim about my feet, and a breeze blown soft upon the cold grass plays, lays old melodies cool and sweet. As the sun goes sinking in a pain, my eyes on a pool of light, where the stars cast a twinkling veil on high, where I sleep out every night. One morning the silence broke, as beset by a high horned and wave, I awoke to find no remnants of that paradise. What laid about me were it changes, unfriendly land. From beyond the compass reach, I sing the song of water and doom. A wonder strange, out of the gloom there came a sound like crying in the night. By blue ruined eyes I thought lies a woman dragging up out of that falling tide. On a desert isle.
C.W. Stone King there, on a desert isle. After Sister Rosetta Tharpe's My Journey to the Sky. This is the last one. I imagine this is something if, like, your tether broke to your spacecraft, and you're just floating out, and you've kind of resigned yourself to your fate, waiting for the oxygen to go down. This is that kind of spacewalk song. Anyway, we're gonna change it up a little bit here. Hold up. More spacewalk tunes on WMFO.
Upon this third stone from the sun, the only home I know, where love abounds in skies and sounds and tastes too sweet to tell. The light skies got me wondering of worlds I cannot see, and the whisper of the evening breeze elsewhere is called. Song, loved ones gone long. Ones I hope I see again someday. Oh, until my final days, in longing I will roam upon this third stone. From the sun, only home I've ever known. Mm-hmm.
the only home I've ever known.
Here in a song, loved ones gone on, ones I hope to see again someday. So until my final days, in longing I will roam upon this third stone from the sun, the only home I have ever known. It's pretty good. Pretty good. All right, this one goes out, this next one goes out to one Master Cooper, laid up with a whole bunch of others with big bad COVID. It's still out there, folks. This is Inico and their song Jericho.
I'm from outer space. I got Milky Way for blood, evolution in my veins. I'm gone, I've been far away. I'm illuminated, I'll make a move, start a waves. I've been dreaming about flying for a long time. I had a vision from the crazy one of coastline. Artificially intelligent AI. I'm your future person.
To curing his COVID, I hope this makes up for me not listening to Ryan's songs when he sends them to me. You gotta send links. When you send people songs, you gotta send links, not just names. Alright, we got a couple, just room for a couple more Spacewalk tunes. This is a favorite of mine. This is O'Flynn with Painted Wolf.
Thank you.
This is DJ QZ. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio. This has been the first evening edition of Sonic Travels. I'll be back next week at 8 p.m. Got time for one more tune. I think Carpool Lanes is on. Car parking. Corner parking. Corner parking is on next. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy those spacewalks. Thank you.